This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. Dodger Stadium will be hosting Game 7 of a World Series for the first time in its storied history. The Los Angeles Dodgers have stretched the Fall Classic to the limit by rallying for a 3-1 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Dodgers were baffled by Justin Verlander over the first five innings before surging ahead in the sixth and smacking the 24th home run of the series. Yu Darvish will start for the Dodgers against Lance McCullers in Game 7 tonight. The Astros have never won a World Series since entering the majors in 1962. The Dodgers are seeking their seventh championship and the first in 29 years. In NFL news, the Union for NFL Players has turned to a federal appeals court in its quest to let Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott play this Sunday. Union lawyers say Elliott's six-game suspension over domestic violence allegations should be delayed until the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals considers the issue. League lawyers did not immediately comment. The Buffalo Bills have upgraded their receiving group by acquiring Kelvin Benjamin from the Panthers for their third and seventh round picks in next year's draft. Benjamin immediately becomes the Bills' leading receiver with 32 catches for 475 yards and two touchdowns this season. Jets wide receiver Jeremy Curley is facing a possible suspension and is uncertain whether he'll be back to play on Thursday night against the Bills. Curley would not confirm or deny reports Tuesday that he will be suspended by the NFL for a violation of league rules. And Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins has been suspended indefinitely by the team for a violation of team rules. Jenkins wasn't with the team when the Giants returned to practice on Monday after their bye week. Coach Ben McAdoo said he had been excused for personal reasons but was expected back Monday. In NHL news, the Rangers scored four times in the third period to turn a 4-2 deficit into a 6-4 win over the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Mika Zibanejad was the catalyst in the comeback, setting up back-to-back goals before scoring the tiebreaker on a power play with 5:49 remaining. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.